This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At a briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will meet with Poland's president later in the month to shore up NATO support for helping Ukraine defend against Russian strikes.
Addressing how the United States has rallied the world to support the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and democracy, and how we will continue to stand with the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes.
It remained unclear whether Biden might attempt a visit to Ukraine, as many other Western leaders and members of Congress have.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object off the northern coast of Alaska at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the object was downed because it was flying at about 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flights, not because of any knowledge that it was engaged in surveillance. Kirby described the object as roughly the size of a small car, much smaller than a massive suspected Chinese spy balloon downed by Air Force fighter jets Saturday off the coast of South Carolina after it transited over sensitive military sites across the continental U.S. U.S. President Joe Biden and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva have met at the White House and reflected on how their nations were tested in their respective battles to preserve democracy. The meeting Friday featured Biden declaring that democracy ultimately prevailed over the far-right mobs that stormed their government's halls of power in an attempt to overturn election victories. Biden defeated